Hey anime fans, are you tired of searching online for your favourite anime? Well, introducing Crunchyroll. With thousands of titles, ad-free streaming and new episodes weekly, it's your ultimate anime destination. Sign up now for your free trial using the link in the episode description, the show notes, where you'll find a whole world of anime to dive into, introducing new ones to you, new fan favourites or pop culture hits such as Demon Slayer, Attack on Titan, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, One Piece and a whole lot more. Dive into Crunchyroll where anime lives. Hey fellow anime lovers, my fellow weebs, are you looking to add some flair to your collection, your everyday style, be it casual, dressed up or whatever? Then check out Chibi Weeb merch on Etsy, my Etsy shop. Down in the description you'll find a link to the shop where you'll find adorable anime enamel pin badges, cool stationery and a whole lot more. We've got your anime obsession covered and we're based in the UK but we ship worldwide. Shop now down in the footer and let your inner weeb shine with Chibi Weeb merch. That's Chibi Weeb merch on Etsy, your go-to for all things anime accessories. Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast. And this week, we've seen the start of the spring 2024 anime season. And a new season is always so exciting when we think about anime, because all of a sudden, our watch lists start to grow. We get new slots every week. And it's kind of almost bittersweet in some senses. We kind of say hello to so many new anime, and there's always those really hyped up anime, and this time there's two that started this week, which was Bartender and Windbreaker. So those ones are ones that I've immediately added to my watch list, and I haven't started yet. I really need to watch them, and you really need to catch the first episodes, but I'm really trying my best to finish off series that I've already started and try and stay one course until successful, stay one course until I'm done, sign them off and kind of move on. But it's so exciting, isn't it, when a new anime comes out and you immediately want to dive into that new world, meet those new characters, join on a new journey. But this episode kind of fits that theme, and we're going to look back at what I think was the best anime from the last season, and it's The Apothecary Diaries. And this one, oh my god, I cannot tell you how much I absolutely adored this anime. It was one of those where it was so different to what I would normally go for. I usually go for a lot of your shonen series. I go for a lot of the darker side of anime as well. So it was really nice to step into a completely different kind of mystery, almost slice of life, almost kind of comedy vibe, and I absolutely adored it. It was such a breath of fresh air. I didn't start it as soon as it came out. I kind of waited until there was about four or five episodes that I could kind of binge, and I immediately regretted that as soon as it kind of got to the latter stages, and I was like, oh my god, no, I've got so used to just binge watching this entire series, and now I have to wait a week and a week and a week for each episode, and I'm really hoping I don't make that same mistake this season. But anyway, without further ado, this episode is going to be a little bit of a character spotlight on Mao Mao, and let's dive into her character, her background, kind of reflect on the series as a whole, and learn some bits of trivia about her as well. We've got season 2 coming that has been confirmed, so cannot wait. I've not read the manga, so there could be some spoilers in here, but hopefully I'll forget them by the time season 2 comes out. So let's dive into the basics of Mao Mao, kind of like her appearance, general stuff, and then we'll dive into more the nitty-gritty of who Mao Mao is, her background, and more. So let's cover the absolute basics at the very beginning. So her name is Mao Mao, and she has a nickname of Zhao Mao, and she's female and 17 years old in her debut. In the manga, she's got black hair, and in the anime, or the art as well, she's got dark green hair, almost emerald colour hair, which is absolutely gorgeous. And she's the main protagonist of The Apothecary Diaries, the most amazing show, anime, that I think I've watched in a really long time. I haven't watched anime that's really grabbed me to that extent in quite a while. So loved this series. But after Mao Mao gets kidnapped and sold, she found herself working as a maid servant, eventually a lady in waiting in the inner palace of Li. And she kind of like moves around the different palaces, the different ladies in waitings. She does that role for different concubines, and I nearly said porcupines then, you know, different concubines around the palace, and takes on these different kind of tasks and mysteries that surround the palace. And she was able to make sense of her practicalities and keen deductions, insightful knowledge of herbs, illnesses, and her general kind of common sense and way of thinking to solve problems within the inner court. And it made for such a good series. I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you've watched the series. So if you haven't, there could be some spoilers in this, so please do bear that in mind. But if you haven't, pause this episode, or maybe finish it, because that probably is good for the podcast. Finish this episode and go watch it immediately, because it is just amazing. So from an appearance point of view, Mao Mao is quite petite, and so a lot of the descriptions kind of mention her as being quite scrawny, which I didn't really want to use that word, but she's petite with dark green hair and purplish bluish eyes. In the anime, she has the more kind of dark blue eyes, and she's immune to poisons. And we kind of see this in the very earlier parts of the anime, where she's kind of tasting some, and she enjoys the thrill of putting her body through these experiences, of pushing it quite to its limit of nearly death, to kind of build up this natural immunity of poisons. And we see this with the flower festival, or one of the ceremonies, where she's being the food taster for one of the concubines. I nearly say porcupines again, the concubines, and she kind of gets this rush of the poison within one of the foods, and she obviously tells the rest of the court the food's poisoned, but she revels in that and she really enjoys that. And we see later on she's kind of upset that she didn't get to actually finish that meal that had the poison in it. So super interesting. I've never actually known a character that's got that kind of affiliation. That we see a lot of characters that can use powers and stuff like that to do with poisons, but none that actually really enjoy the idea of eating poison and putting her body through that from a normal human perspective. From her upbringing and kind of lifestyle of where she kind of grew up, she's surrounded by the Verdigris house. I'm sure I said that wrong. It's always easier to say in your head when you're reading the subtitles than it is to actually say it out loud. But from the entertainment district, so it's full of makeup and kind of flashiness. And in contrast, she's completely different. So she's very plain and does not wear a lot of makeup. The only bit of makeup she does wear is actually the freckles that she paints on her face. And we see a kind of dark side to this. And in one of the episodes, spoiler alert, in one of the episodes, we learn why she does this. And that was really, really sad and really a kind of alarming reason as to why she paints these on. And it kind of revealed a bit of the dark side of the entertainment district when we see it. And we see it a little bit in Demon Slayer as well, kind of this entertainment district of the dark side of those areas and that time in Japan, and what kind of happened to girls that were maybe walking home and alone in the night. You can kind of get the gist, and I'm not going to say it, but it kind of, having those freckles, she kind of mentions that no one's going to kidnap or do anything to a girl that's not perfect in that kind of world, in the world that she is surrounded in and lived in and grew up in. And it's kind of really harrowing to see that kind of being told from her perspective. Is really, really kind of dark. And we learn so much more about the freckles isn't just to make her unique. It's actually got a protective element to it. So from a background point of view, she's got quite a good set of abilities under her belt. So when we look at ones for herbal medicine, she was taught by Loman, who is her dad, well, adoptive father, spoiler alert, adoptive father. And He's one of the best, if not the best, pharmacist and apothecary within their region, within the area that they live in. And as part of her kind of growing up and her experience as a kid, she's got this amazing ability to be able to know plant species, herbs, and what kind of remedies and medicinal properties each one has, and the different kind of ways that she can use them, whether it be for general medicine, emergencies, how to help someone, or actually sometimes even just to make something really enjoyable to eat as well. Because I guess being slightly on the poorer side of life in her world, knowing what medicines are useful from around the gardens and hills and mountaintops around her obviously is hugely beneficial. That's crazy to be able to just do that and have that within your own kind of remit of skill set, but also knowing which ones you can make a dessert with and not have to buy these ingredients or buy expensive desserts from around the region obviously becomes a huge benefit as well. I mean, that sounds cool anyway, but especially for when they are slightly poorer, because she mentions in one of the episodes of the anime that her father just doesn't actually know what to charge for his services, so he's constantly living from like paycheck to paycheck, essentially client to client. So, you know, it's kind of interesting to see she's quite protective of that, but also they don't have the money to buy normal remedies and medicines. If you're a gamer, much like me, then why not check out Razer? You can find a bunch of accessories from mouses, keyboards, headsets, mouse mats and more to the bigger stuff like gaming laptops and desktops. Over on Razer website, link down below, you can shop a whole host of gaming accessories from the Chroma range, which is all colourful, which is my favourite stuff, to more sleek black stuff, including even their own merchandise, clothing, bags and accessories. There's something for everyone. The link is down below for you to check out and shop. Now, I've already kind of mentioned this, but she does have the poison resistance as well. So because she's constantly experimented with poisons on her own body, Mao Mao has developed a mithridatic resistance. So again, like a resistance to drugs and poisons. But this has reflected other skill sets as well. So her body is able to resist some or all the effects of snake bites, alcohol, hallucinogenic mushrooms, aphrodisiacs, all that kind of stuff. So everything that would affect a regular person, it doesn't affect her because of her skill set. And despite her many resistance to poisons, however, doesn't actually extend to her allergies of buckwheat. So for whatever reason, I've not read the manga, so this could be fairly well explained, but she doesn't have the ability to kind of overcome that, and she's kind of stopped attempting to overcome that allergy as well. So interesting that I wonder why she stopped that one. She goes through so much and she puts her body through so much with the poison. She nearly dies multiple times and people tell her to stop all the time. However, she told herself to stop, or she stops herself against her own will, to overcome the buckwheat allergy. So I wonder what happens. I'm sure we'll find out. I'm sure I'll find out at some point. But let's dive into some of the trivia that kind of is nice little tidbits about Mao Mao and her general character as a whole. So her date of birth is the 28th of March. If I'd have known that in hindsight, I probably would have released this episode on her birthday, but that's fine. Her birthday is 28th of March, and I always loved this. I find it really interesting when all of the anime characters that I've known so far, basically all of them, have a real-life birthday, and it's always really cute to see them kind of celebrated on Instagram and TikTok. It's really cute. It's really, really nice. But she gets many of her leads from Gossip of Zoilan and the Outer Palace. So she's got quite a few people that come and tell her things, especially her little friend that she works with. And I forgot her name, but in the anime, she's got like little buns in her hair. You know which one I mean? I think she's got like brownish, almost reddish hair. You know who I mean, her. So she finds out quite a bit from her. But one of my favourite facts of trivia about this is that Mao Mao's name is derived from Mao, the Chinese word for cat. So this is alluded to frequently, with Mao Mao having a number of cat-like mannerisms in the show and in the manga, I guess, such as curiosity and aloofness. And Mao Mao is often given the cat ears as kind of visual gag for that. But I absolutely loved these. These made for the best moments in the anime, I thought, in my opinion. It's so cute. I'm a fan of, you'll guess by the name of the podcast, obviously, Chibi. There's so many like chibi moments in the anime, and that made it so, so fun to watch. It really lightened it up, really made it fun. So, so adorable when all the characters went into like that chibi mode. Loved it when Mao got her like cat ears, and kind of when she got spooked or angry, she kind of like put her spines up like a cat does and hissed. Really, really cute. That's such a good kind of hint towards her name and the little trivia that's there that maybe you wouldn't know if you didn't know what Mao meant in Chinese. Otherwise, it's just kind of, she's just been a cat for no reason. But really, really cool when you know the trivia behind that. So really, really fun. So the last bit of trivia on this is that Mao Mao's family on her father's side are famous throughout the region for being brilliant individuals that are masters in the field of apothecary, but is ridiculously kind of aloof. And her adopted father is technically her uncle, is a doctor second to none, but lives in poverty or kind of on the breadline, I guess, while her biological father is a genius tactician that can't even recognize or distinct human faces. So we see them as pieces, the little circles. I think that's really interesting that there's kind of a weird dynamic going on throughout her areas of her family, with it either brilliant in one section and not in another. They've each got like pieces of themselves that are out of balance, I guess, with each other. If you kind of put them apart and put them aside each other, they're completely opposites, but in different ways. And it's interesting. I wonder how we'll see those areas of Mao Mao kind of be reflected. But I guess that's how her character is reflected, is these areas that we're starting to see get revealed and what traits she got from each side. I am so excited for season 2 of this anime already, and I just cannot wait to see Mao Mao's journey carry on even more. The last episode, it felt like it was like 3 seconds, because that's the trend I thought with this anime, is that the pacing was so, so good. It was so thoroughly done that it felt like each second, even though they were 24 minutes, nearly 25 minutes, it felt like they were like a minute long and you had to wait another week. It was such a good pacing, such a good story. And by the end, I was trying to work out the mysteries myself before Mao Mao had. And I failed every time, I'm not going to lie. I was not as good. But I need this to return. I don't know if it's worth... We've got a year until the next one returns, comes back. I don't know if it's worth trying to read the manga. I don't know. I'm not typically a manga collector per se. But I am interested in Mao Mao's story. And I am interested in seeing what this story kind of develops. However, time-wise, don't know if I have the time or the dedication to actually do that. Unsure. Is it worth, if you've read the manga and you are obviously further ahead, please do let me know. Leave a review. Leave it in your review. Is it worth reading the manga from this point? Or is it worth just waiting until 2025 for season 2? Let me know. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Chibi and Chilled Anime Podcast. Thank you so much for every listen and download. It really does mean a lot to me. Thank you so, so much. From one week to another, thank you. Please do leave a rating and a review on the podcast platform that you're listening on this to. It really does support the show. It only takes a few seconds and it's free. I cannot ask. If I ask one thing of you, I'd ask that. Please do leave a rating and a review, even if it's not great. Please let me know. You know, it's even a bad one. Well, bad press is always... what's the saying? Any press is good press, I guess. Oh, that rhymed. So A rating and review would be great. It really does support the show, so thank you so much for whatever kind of review you do leave. Sometimes finding a birthday card or an occasion card can be a boring task. However, I have some anime-themed cards on my thoughtful.co.uk creator profile, which is found in my links on social media. Over on Thoughtful, you'll find a bunch of anime-themed cards, such as Studio Ghibli Happy Birthday cards and more, with my range being updated regularly. Each card is processed by thoughtful.co.uk, with shipping being fast, quick and efficient. You can shop my anime-themed cards over on my Instagram, with my links being over on there. Just search Chibiweeb Anime and you'll find me. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. It really does mean a lot. Please do leave a rating and a review down below. It really does support the show and it's free to do. I'll see you next time. I'll see you next Friday. Have a great weekend. If you're a subscriber or if you're thinking of subscribing or starting the free trial on Apple Podcasts, I'll see you on Sunday for the next episode of the Chibi Piece exclusive Apple Podcast exclusive episode on Sunday. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.